At a time when polls permeate the national dialogue, the Marist Poll in Poughkeepsie has created an online educational platform. The aim is to address some of the most misunderstood and misreported aspects of polling. The Marist Poll Academy looks to close the knowledge gap between pollsters and the public. Director of Innovation Jay DeDapper says the program is the first of its kind. He says much of the idea for the Academy sprung from poll experiences in the 2016 presidential election.
And, you know, 2016, a lot of people thought that the polls missed it in 2016 after the election of Donald Trump. And the fact is that the polls, the national polls, the good quality national polls, like Marist and like several others, didn't miss it. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 2%, and that's what our final polls showed. But we don't elect presidents, you know, through the popular vote. We do it through the Electoral College. So I think what happened was that there was a lot of conversation about the polls missed it, and people were misled by the media and the way they reported the polls. And we've been answering those questions for a couple of years, and we recognize that whether it's reporters or the public or educators or people that work in politics, a lot of people deal with polling. They may not be doing the polling. They're not the survey scientists, but they deal with polling and pollsters, and they don't know as much as they should. And I say that having been a political reporter who dealt with our pollster, the Marist Poll, when I was at NBC. And now that I'm here and I've been doing this work, I understand how little I knew as a veteran political reporter having reported on polls for decades.
He says the Marist Poll Academy has in mind three target audiences.
One is journalists, journalism students, journalism schools, journalism organizations. Another is people who work in politics. And the third is educators. And that means not just college educators, but high school educators. Because polling, I think, has a lot of relevance to, you know, obviously something like a civics class, but also in math. You know, teaching statistics is very dry, but if you can give real-world examples that people can relate to, polls are a really good way to do that. So this is kind of developed as we built out this curriculum, these courses, these online courses that are very visual and very much aimed at how we consume content now, which is on an iPad or a phone and in quick bites. We've developed it to look like that and to respond to that. And as we developed it, we recognized that the audience, which originally was pretty much the people we deal with, which is journalists and people in politics, is actually bigger than that. So the biggest audience, I mentioned three, the biggest audience is the public, because especially your listeners are very engaged, very involved, and they pay a lot of attention to politics and issues. So we do polling for NPR PBS and the PBS NewsHour, and we do issue polling about things like abortion, for instance. And we have developed with our partnership these very, very interesting ways of asking questions that get at the nuance, the shades of gray that are public opinion. It's not just yes or no. Those are the kinds of things that we want to talk about and want people to understand, and that's what we put into the Academy, is the kind of information that allows people to hear about a poll and know more about what that means than they did before they took the course.
Then how accessible is this course, and how time-consuming is it?
So it's free. It's online. It requires 30 seconds to register, which is, you know, name and email address. We're not capturing any other data than that. And then you're in. Each course, we have six courses right now, including what is a poll, some basics like that, questions, how to write questions, why questions and how they're written matter so much, election polls, and maybe the most important, what makes a good poll, kind of a checklist of what makes a good poll. These courses, each of them probably take 15, 20 minutes, maybe a half an hour if you really dig in. It just depends on how quickly you'd go through them. We're not giving a master's degree in survey research here. We're trying to provide information that is quick and accessible on any device, any place anybody is, where they can learn something that they can use almost immediately.
As for what's next?
Right now, we're creating case studies, and we are in a period of time when there's no better time to create case studies because polling is so much in the news and is so much, there's so much of it. And because of that, we have a lot of opportunities to create case studies that illuminate or, you know, help people understand the concepts that we teach in the Academy courses. These are going to be released, the first one's going to be fairly shortly. They'll be released every couple of weeks, and they're video. They're purely video, so there's no reading required. And they're video case studies that Lee, our director, Lee Marengoff, is doing the first one, and there'll be other people. And these case studies will really give people an understanding of news as it's happening now in relation to some of these concepts that we think are important that we've taught in the academy.
Dadapur believes lessons learned from poll perception and interpretation in 2016 are already being applied ahead of 2020.
Our hope for 2020 is that, one, the polling products that got all mixed up in the public imagination, which was actual polls, polling aggregators like averages, and then those predictors. Oh, Hillary Clinton's got a 92% chance of winning the election. Those are not polls. And I think the public got, justifiably confused about these different products. What we're hoping for in 2020, I think what we're already beginning to see in 2020, is a much clearer distinction between what's a poll, an accurate, scientifically valid poll, and what's another product. There will be aggregators. There will be some of these predictors out there, but I think the media is already doing a much better job of explaining the difference and kind of waving the red flags. Like, don't look at that predictor and think that that means what you think it means, because it probably doesn't.
There is more about the Marist Poll Academy at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.